Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
What up, Stavi? Love the show.
Thanks, pal. What's troubling you?
Right in my question. So I'm 28. I'm engaged. I'm getting married next year.
Congratulations.
And it's going to be a destination wedding in Mexico for a couple days. Whole family's going to come, including my parents. Do I give them a plus one since they are divorced? And it sickens because I have three older siblings, and at the weekend surrounding two of their weddings, they hooked up.
Your parents did?
Oh, yeah.
What a couple of fucking dirtbags! What the fuck? That's like horrible for you, but I do respect it, honestly. I'm like, damn, these people kind of rock. Yeah. They're like, we got the fucking the daiquiris flowing. It's just like old times.
Oh, that ain't the half of it. So
what the fuck?
Like their relationship now is like a lot better than it has been for a while. I would say the first 9-10 years just hated each other.
Okay.
Hated each other, drugged me through the mud and shit. And then now they're on better terms. But now, and then on one of the occasions when my sister was getting married, we actually walked into the house and had a clear line of sight into his bedroom where they were.
What? Whose house? Your dad's house?
Yes.
Oh my God. So wait. You said in the events leading up to. So what are we talking about here? Was it like the day before? Was it like?
Yeah. So my older sister was getting married in his backyard.
He's got
a big house. And my brother had rented like a party house up the street for all the, you know, young people to go after the reception and hang out.
Okay.
Well, we went to go tour that place. This is the night before the wedding.
Okay.
And we come back from touring the place, which they didn't come with us. And we walk in and his door quickly slams. And they come out wearing clothes that they were not wearing.
What were the vibes like before? Were they like being flirty, or was it like what did you feel? What did you pick up on? That's fucking crazy.
That time, that was the first one. So no, like they were cordial. Their relationship was cordial, and like we would spend Thanksgivings and shit together. But that one was out of left field.
That's crazy. So you're over there touring the house. You're like, oh, I hope they're not getting in an argument. he's got your fucking mom pinned down. That's fucking insane, dude. And by the way, door open. Passionate, dude. That was fucking. They didn't even know it was coming. That's insane to fuck with the door open when your kids are down the street. Kind of respect. So this was the first time. So 9 or 10 years, the first decade they hated each other, and then it's like there was a period of where it was just kind of like cordial for the family's sake. Would you say?
Yeah, they got tired of splitting time with all of us kids, and like, you know, then having their feelings hurt if we chose one over the other.
Right.
So they got along to get along.
Interesting.
And even tried to like be dating again, like in a relationship. Kind of, that was like, I don't know, 2 years ago, and that didn't work out.
Huh. But hey, listen, I get it. Every once in a while, you're like, look, I don't want this person in my life. There's girls I've dated that I'm like, if they were in my life day to day, I'd kill myself. But on a long weekend, maybe I get sucked off in the hot tub. We get a little room service. I could spend 4 days with her. I kind of see where mom and dad are coming from. I'm sorry to be so squarely on their side, but I'm kind of jealous of what they got worked out here.
It's awesome. They're like, hey, look, we hated each other 10 years. You know what the fuck? We got it.
It's like, this is who we should be.
Yeah.
We should be friends who fuck every once in a while.
We're not getting back together.
It's not going to come, but come on. Weddings are fun. And there's that thing, too, dude, where it's like I've been in that situation where it's like, you know, you hang out with an ex and it's like, am I going to fuck her? You know what I mean? Like, that's a fun vibe. Because it's like, you rarely have that will they, won't they thing with someone you've already fucked.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've had, like, there's definitely, you know, girls I've dated where I'm like, I've hung out with them once and it was just, we are just friends and there's no sexual vibe. And then we've hung out another time and it's like, I think I'm going to get pussy. And it's like that moment of like, am I? No, I'm being crazy. No, is she going to give me? And then you get pussy. You're like, this is fun. And it's sweeter than even completely new pussy somehow. So, I don't know, man. Anyway, sorry to just be really sucking off your parents and being on their side, but I kind of love what they got going on here. So, that's the first wedding. And is everyone acknowledging this or what do they say? Oh, do they?
I mean, when we walked in the door, it was me, both my sisters and my brother.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny to have all your kids walk in on you.
Later that night, I forgot about this. Later that night, I was sleeping there. My sister was in the other upstairs bedroom.
No.
And then I like heard my mom leaving, and like I was already up in my room, and then she was leaving.
Plan
and
B.
Then the door creaked open, and then the next thing you know, I hear noises down there, and then I go downstairs. And just as I like get to the bottom step, I hear her say, "No, get off me!" So like I barge in the room, of course, and they're
you
both
think it's a robber. Your dad's three quarters hard,
but like they're just standing there, and it was fucking weird. I think they're about to fuck.
That's awesome that they're just like, all right, fuck it, they're upstairs. That's crazy. Okay, so that but you guys never have a conversation about it, right?
Or you do? I was pissed because, like, the years previous, they've never, like, it's always something. And
yeah,
if my dad is not spending enough time with her, my mom tells me about it. Me and my siblings were all over the fact that they still talk about each other to us.
Interesting.
And that kind of shit.
Okay.
Right, but the second time they hooked up was my brother's wedding in Dallas, and they had there was another house rented, and then we weren't there, but my dad
they rented a house together.
No, they're not together.
No, but they rented that house together.
No, there was a house rented for like the family. So me and my siblings and then significant others, but my mom wasn't staying there, and then my dad got a different hotel room.
Interesting.
So that one was more sly and not out in the open.
Sure.
But and pretty solid suspicions.
Right.
So I don't want to be the make it a turkey and they do it for a third time at my wedding.
Now let me ask you this. Why not?
Because it's probably just because my mom still holds on to a part, you know, part of her says they're meant for each other and wants to try to make it work.
This is your dad. Oh, okay. This makes sense. I see. So I thought this was like a fun, like Diane Keaton movie where it's like, a divorced couple kind of has a little fun romp and everyone knows what's good. But what's happening here is your dad with no other pussies like, I bet I could talk my ex-wife into sucking me off.
Well, I mean, he does all after my mom. He got married and divorced 2 more times.
No. I don't mean not getting other pussy. I mean like, nobody else he could fuck within sight. You know what I mean?
That's more the situation.
I see. Oh wow. Okay. Damn. That is. You know. That's again.
It's really my mom. She gave me some sweat because like she was saying that you know, she's going to be alone, and why doesn't she get to bring a date to this, you know,
oh, then dude,
Mexico resort wedding, bro, yada yada.
If that's the case, then yeah, give her a plus one. Easy.
And then, but then, I,
dude, do you think? You know, do you think if she brought a
plus
one,
he'll give me sweat for not giving him a plus one? So I want to say fuck it, and neither of them get it, but then they'll both hook up.
Exactly. So look, here's what it is. All right, you eat two plus ones. You know what I mean? Like, fine, you're paying for two more fucking plates of filet mignon, right? Who gives a fuck? But this way your mom doesn't get fingered by your dad off a couple Johnny Walker Blue Labels. You know what I mean? Like, that's the cost, brother. It's either that or your mom, or your dad sweet talks your mom again in a cabana. I mean, those are your options, buddy.
Are they currently both like dating people who are be like, you know, viable plus ones possibly?
My dad keeps all that pretty on the DL. He doesn't bring other girls around now.
He's the man. But we love your dad.
My mom is on again, off again, dating her ex-husband that she got married to after my dad.
Damn, you got a couple messy-ass fucking parents here, dude.
Yeah, you tell me.
Here's my thing. I feel like, let's say your mom gets a plus one. First of all, if she brings her second ex-husband, that's just kind of fucked up or whatever.
Is it? How's it fucked up?
He's a good man. Like, I would be okay if he came.
Nah, yeah, it'll never. He's too good, bro. Sorry. Your dad out there. And I guess, did your dad cheat on your mom?
There's allegations.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, so he was a dentist and, here's another kicker. Yeah, so there was he was a dentist.
He's
and,
one of those dentists that squirts cum in his patients' mouths?
No. So he used to go on like continuous education courses down in San Antonio. I live in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom caught him like putting some bottles of wine in the car on his way like to go down there to San Antonio.
He couldn't hit a liquor store.
After he got divorced from my mom, the first marriage was actually to his fucking hygienist.
Oh, so, wow.
Probably with her, if anything, but it's all...
Come on, man. Yeah, of course he cheated. What the fuck are you talking about? Jesus Christ, you motherfucker. Oh, he just happened to marry the fucking bitch he worked with every day, huh? I'm sure they were really respectfully waiting for that divorce to clear. Okay, well, look, dude, it's really a matter of what you want to happen here, right? So if you like this second guy, this second ex-husband, whatever, the thing is, you don't give him plus ones. It's very possible they fuck again. And that seems to be the thing you want to avoid at most, right? And listen, by the way, it's your wedding. Even if you didn't have a good reason, if you're like, you know what? It's my wedding. I don't want my parents to fuck. Great, dude. Good for you. You don't want that hanging in the back of your head during your wedding. I fully, fully understand that. So it seems like you just got to get him plus ones. There's no other way around it.
I definitely, if my dad gets a plus one, it's going to be some bitch I do not want in my wedding photos.
Okay, well, listen, bro, you got to decide, who do you want your dad to fuck at your wedding? Some random bitch or your mom? And those are your two options, yeah, pal. We already know your dad. Listen, if I know anything from this call, your dad's getting a nut off one way or another. That I am positive about. Yeah.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.